international and global areas of interest. Can you tell me what are the main problems faced by homeless people?
I think the homeless people, the first main problem is, you know, they don't have home, and this will cause some society problem because it will increase the criminal rate. Because they don't have home means sometimes they are so poor and they don't have the very good economic conditions to feed themselves, and they do some criminal things. So it will increase the criminal rate of the city. And besides, about the homeless people, they actually they just very easy to like they very, I think they are very easy to die on the streets because they don't have a shelter, which is a basic need of people.
Why do you think that homeless people become homeless?
Well, there are lots of reasons. I saw it on an economical article. It said in America, for example, some homeless people, they are homeless because they are not able to pay for their house, I mean the debt.
Sometimes, do they have family?
I think they have some. They have their family member, but for some reason, because like they are not willing to live with their family, they choose to just leave the home, and at last they become homeless.
All right. Now that we're talking about homeless and charities and volunteers, have you ever done or would you like to do some volunteer work to help these kind of people?
Well, actually, I haven't done some volunteer charity things, but I'd like to help them because, you know, every time I see some homeless people, they are lying beside the streets. I think they are very poor, and I want to help them, but now I don't have the ability to do that.
And what do you think the government should do to change this and to help these people?
Well, for the government, I think there are several things they should do. The first one is they need to build more cheap house because, you know, the price of house in every city, I think, is quite expensive. Quite expensive for the homeless people because they are unable to buy it. Besides, they should provide more, you know, employment. So in this way, the homeless people, they can find some job to feed themselves.
Let me ask you one last question about this. This is something interesting that happened to me last time. I was in a car, in a taxi, and I saw this homeless old man, and he had a QR code. So people would give him money that way, right? What do you think about this?
Well, there are two situations. The first one, you met a liar. Like they are pretend they are homeless to just win some money. And the second one is before they are homeless, they are in a normal family, right? So they have normal equipment like mobile phones and WeChat number to just talk with their friends, something else. So once they are homeless, they can bring something with them. And so the QR code is the most convenient way to just
get money.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Let's move on to the last part. Now we're going to talk about current and future study and employment. Tell me, which subjects are your favorites?
Well, my favorite subject actually is mathematics. I mean, the further mathematics is very interesting. It attracts me a lot.
Okay. Yeah. Why do you think that Chinese people are so good at math?
Well, the first one is the family condition, because the parents, they think only the engineer subjects or math subjects only study this, they can have a very good future and employment.
Do you agree with that?
I don't agree with that because, you know, some social subjects is also helpful, like economy or business. It's just not only for earning money in the future, but also to build up your own values.
True.
Yeah.
Where do you plan to study in the future? Which country?
Well, UK.
And why did you choose the UK?
Because I think the history in UK is very good. You know, it has a quite long history, and the building style there is my favorite.
That's beautiful indeed.
Yeah.
Now, tell me, which universities would you like to apply for to study in the future?
Well, I'd like to apply for the Imperial College, because the first, I can't apply to Cambridge, right? Mm-hmm. But second is, I think Imperial College have very good ability, academic ability on the engineering subjects. Mm-hmm. I like engineering.
So is that what you want to do in the future, become an engineer?
Well, I like to do some research about engineer, mm-hmm. Specifically computer science, because I think only to do a coder or an engineer is not enough to change the world. I want people to live in a better world. Yes.
Tell me, last question, what you were talking about changing the world and doing significant things, what would you like to do to change the world?
Well, I'd like to study on the artificial intelligence. You know, actually lots of people, they are studying this, but I think it will still need some time to develop it. Mm-hmm. I want to, you know, build to make some very good artificial intelligence to help the people, like help people who have depression to just lead them to recover themselves, mm-hmm. and some artificial intelligence can provide a very good care to the patients.
True.
I think it's very, you know, nowadays lots of people, they are not willing to do the care things like nurse something. So I think machine can sometimes do this even better than people.
And you can trust those people sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much. This is the end of your speaking test.